All right, we're now joined by Jets head coach Rex Ryan. Rex, when you look at free agency so far for your team, the green and white, how do you think you guys have done?
I think we've done outstanding, you know, so far. You know, recognizing that, hey, it's a long process, and this is, what, day eight now, I guess. So, but into it, you know, I think we've done a great job so far. And, you know, let's face it, there's probably some more opportunities for us, you know, down the line. But when I look at it, you know, everybody jumps to the thing, you know, hey, we signed Eric Decker, and that's true, and I'm excited about that signing. You know, obviously, the numbers that he put up in Denver, and the you know, big target that we have, he's 6'3", you know, is a, you know, outstanding receiver for us. And then we got Giacomini. Those are the two big ones people talk about. You know, they're the two guys that we signed in free agency. No, we also signed a ton of our own guys. You know, we got a guy that arguably had as good a year as any Sam linebacker in football in Calvin Pace. I mean, had 10 sacks, tremendous, you know, job for us. We got a road grader that, you know, is a tempo setter at right guard. That's our own Willie Colon. Mm-hmm. You know, so you don't get credit of, you know, folk hero as the kicker. You know, had about as good a year as any kicker last year. So we've done a lot of that. You know, a special teams demon, and, you know, Ellis Langster. A guy that is a, you know, can go in and fix things, kind of like a relief pitcher in Darren Walls. You know, we signed a lot of guys that, you know, and that's why I can say, you know, as excited as I am, because those guys are free agents too. They just happen to be on our current team. I do think it shows where we're at as a team, how many people do want to come back and play for the Jets. You know, our players, they don't want to leave. You know, some guys do. I you know, we recognize that they move on. But our guys are wanting to come back, and I think we've shown that.
Well, let's clear it up right now. You seem like you're in a pretty good mood. Media reports are out there that you're pissed, though.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I do. You can use that word or disappointed or whatever. Anytime a guy comes into our building and we'd like to have him on our team, and he doesn't sign with us, yeah, I get upset. I'm upset with that you know, player. How could he not see that this was the place? You know, this was the right place. And quite honestly, it's when you bring a player in, it's not just him checking you out. You're checking him out, make sure that he's a fit and all that. And you know, somebody goes, you know, somewhere else and things like that. That happens in free agency. You know, do you get upset with it? Oh, you know, shoot, yeah, I'm disappointed.
That's the nature of the business, right?
No question.
Bring guys in, you say, hey, maybe they'd be good fits for us. They sign with somebody else, but that happens to everybody.
Oh, yeah, no, everywhere you've ever been. But even it goes back to my college days recruiting. You know, sometimes, you know, you don't get everybody that you go out for. But, again, you know, that's just a moment thing that, yeah, you're upset over that. Nah, let's go. All right, who's, you know, what do we got next? And that's it. You know, so that's kind of how it is. You know, that he's somebody else's now. I'm done. I'm done with him. He's somebody else's.
Your thoughts on Darrelle Revis joining the New England Patriots?
He's a New England Patriot, you know, and that's as simple as that. You know, so, you know, he's now the enemy.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a Twitter question right now from Glenn, who asks you, Rex, is it true that you need two elite corners to run your defense, or is that an overreaction?
No, that's, you know, obviously you'd love to have as many elite players as you can, so to speak, but no, my defense is, and our defense is set up to where, you know, you just want good football players, you know, and I think that's, you know, that's the way it is. You know, I've had, you know, an elite corner, you know, in Baltimore. I had one in, you know, with the Jets, you know, whatever you want. But you don't have to have elite players at those positions. You know, I think when you look at it, you want to just, the main thing is having a unit that complements each other. Mm-hmm. And for us, obviously, we have a young defensive line that you probably want to trade our young D-line with probably anybody's in the league. I mean, this is a young, and we're developing. And we're still going, you know, the arrow's still up on our D-line. And you complement that with the secondary that you have and things. So we feel great about it. You know, I got a young corner that's an ascending player.
And you like where D-Milner left off last year, of course.
Absolutely. I mean, it was voted the top defensive rookie the last month of the season, like somebody had predicted. I don't know who, but somebody had made that statement, and it was true. And you see that development. You saw it each day and things like that. So obviously, you know, we feel great about that.
And the other thing is, like you mentioned early on here, the secondary market. You really can find some finds sometimes in the secondary market. And, oh, by the way, you do have 12 draft picks coming your way in May as well.
Well, that's what, you know, when we talked to the team, I talked to our team the last day of the season. I talked about, you know, people are going to focus on how much money you have, how many draft picks and all that. And those are, that's great. There's no question. That's great. It gives you an opportunity to get better in you know, some areas. You're going to add to what you already have. But make no mistake about it. The nucleus of our football team and the success that we're going to have is built in that room. That was important to us. That's the group that, you know, that I feel so good about, that I saw climbing. And I mentioned to everybody, I said, just watch. You know, the great indicator was the Miami game. We said that we played very poorly in our stadium against the Miami Dolphins, and they ran roughshod over us. But I knew as that team, as we were climbing, that was going to be a good measuring stick of where we were. They had everything to play for, okay, all that. And what happened? We were the team that I thought we were. We're building in the right direction. And we're building with that room. And I told them that that's going to be the biggest thing we have. It's not going to be this player or that player, you know, that's going to come in and be the whatever. No, no, no. We're building it. Mm-hmm. And I just saw the way these guys were improving. You know, the young, you know, some of our young offensive linemen, how they're getting better. How, you know, it's just the whole team. You know, how a DeMario Davis is improving. How a, you know, and Antonio Allen, all those type of things. You just see guys going like this and this. And I've never been with a football team that when the season was over, to a man, if you would have said, because that was on a Monday, okay, we're starting this thing all over again on a Wednesday. We're going to start preparing again for, you know, regular season.
They were ready.
Yep. And that doesn't happen. So that's where we left. That's how excited I am, you know, and, you know, you mentioned the draft and all that. It's going to be some opportunities to add some more good players mm-hmm. to what we already have and fit that jet profile, what we're looking for. And I think that's also an important thing, too, that we don't want just this guy or that guy. No, we want guys that fit our profile that we're looking for. And you know, we kind of, you saw it a little at the end that this team's coming like this. That's important to us. You know, so
the team doesn't comment on visits publicly.
Right.
We have reports out there, numerous mm-hmm. reports, that Michael Vick is going to be coming to Florham Park to have a meeting. So what I would ask you then is, as a defensive coordinator, mm-hmm. a guy who's had a game plan against him in the past, what kind of challenges does Vick provide a defense?
Well, I'll say this, not just about, you know, the young man you mentioned, but you take guys with that kind of ability, like some guys that have can use their legs, you know, guys that are fast can do all that. You take our quarterback, you know, right now you take Geno Smith, a guy that ran a 4.5 something out of the combine, the fastest quarterback in the draft last year. What he did, how he started running for first downs, how he ran for touchdowns, that brings a whole different element to when you're trying to stop him. And you know, one of the things when you look at, and I mentioned in Geno, was that this young man's going to be hard to be, you know, hard to beat out. I don't care who comes in here or whatever. That, you know, competition, we want competition at every spot. I think it's great. But make no mistake, Geno Smith's going to be hard to beat out. Mm-hmm. At the last 4 weeks of the season, last month of the season, when most rookies are doing this, he was doing this. And we all saw it coming. And what's evidenced by it? Well, he's the second highest quarterback rating in the National Football League. You know, yeah, we won 3 games, all that stuff. Was he using his legs? Was he protecting the football? Was he throwing it, you know, with accuracy? Did he really take the Marty's offense and the Jet offense? He absolutely did. Grew by leaps and bounds. That's what I was so excited about, you know, and you know, the competition, whoever we bring in and all that stuff, that is going to be outstanding. But make no mistake, Geno's, you know, he's going to be hard to beat out. I'm just telling you.
Final question, league meetings upon us. Any of these rule changes that you would like to see implemented?
You know what? I'll be honest. I haven't looked at a single rule change yet. So when I'm down there, I'll read over all that and be prepared. But I've been on pro days, having free agent meetings and all that type of stuff. So that's kind of been where my focus is. I'll turn to that a little later.
All right, we'll catch up with you on that when you get back. Thanks, Rex.
All right.